friends. I'm Val.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Lisa.
And this is My Perfect Romance.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
What about all of you?
Or how about my sweet love?
I think we all have a different idea about what romance is.
Well, what is the perfect romance?
Gosh, I don't know, but let's find out.
Yep.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Hi. It's Lisa.
It's Courtney.
I'm Val.
And then we have two special guests with us
here.
Eva.
Yeah. Hey. So you get so much wisdom from five big brains today.
Oh, four and a half.
Valerie's a half because she's hormonal.
Yes.
So we have a listener that sent in a question. They call themselves White Coat Syndrome. So let's get into it.
This is going to be some sort of medical situation.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah.
Or a really uninteresting flasher.
I don't know what to think of that, Val.
I like the trumpet.
Let's go.
I like the trumpet when I'm slashing people.
Let's hear it.
There are some hot doctors. They could totally white coat flash me. I'd be all over that.
You'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
So this just happens to be, okay, I'll start. Yeah. I'm a doctor.
Hey.
Been one long enough to master the art of looking calm while internally screaming during a blue coat. A code blue.
A code blue.
Internally.
Okay. A code blue. Someone's having a cardiac arrest.
Yeah.
Okay. Before I landed at my current hospital, I worked at another one. And back then, one of the nurses I adored working with ended up transferring to my hospital because I put in a recommendation for him. Everything was fine and professional. Until his wife got a shiny new job out of state and he packed his bags like a loyal golden retriever husband.
So okay,
there we go. It. Off he goes. Now, normally, I have a strict rule. Any relationship with a man who is not my husband stays as sterile and professional as a freshly autoclaved scalpel.
That is so normal. Well, it's doctor like thing to say.
Yeah. They've got a white coat on. But a few weeks after he moved, he reached out. He sounded lonely, stressed, and apparently suffering from severe mother-in-law proximity.
That's a transition.
Okay, yeah. So this woman, it's a woman. She works at a hospital, and a fellow doctor.
A nurse that she worked with.
Oh, a nurse. He moved with his wife somewhere else. Okay.
And now he's reaching out to her. What is he reaching out to her about? What are they talking about?
Well, let's find out.
Mother-in-law.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes. It's not, well, he's lonely, stressed, and suffering from severe mother-in-law proximity.
And so he just, it sounds like he not only just moved with his wife, but he moved with his wife into her territory.
Yes.
Dun, okay. Dun, dun.
Like family, her family.
Yeah. Which is also overwhelming because it's really hard for you to have your own autonomy when you move into somebody else's universe.
Yeah. That was one thing that I know when we very, very first got married, like the first, I don't know, 11 years we were married.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't live by either of our families. Hmm. And this was all like going through school, having children,
itty-bitties.
young children.
That had to be hard.
So we had to do everything on our own and really had to like rely on each other.
But I want to say like when you and Brad talk, I think like the first 4 years of your marriage was actually the hardest, but also kind of like the golden era of
my
your relationship.
Goodness. This is how it was. I would get home from class. He'd be like, I got to go to class. I'm like, was there any poop recently? Yes, it took 5 wipes to clean up. Got it. That's where we're at.
You had a 5, you know what I mean? A 5 wipe like, star system.
Yes, it was like, it was a 2 wipe poop. We're good. That one was a blowout. Had to put them in the bath. You know, like, that's kind of like the exchange. It's like, high five, see you later.
Make another baby tonight? Okay.
Yeah, definitely that's going to be happening. So, yes, that was how it was. But it was really nice because I will say, like, I hope that when I become a mother-in-law, that I can be the kind of mother-in-law that like butts out because that is really a strain on a relationship. That's very stressful when you have families that are constantly like.
But I had that mother-in-law that was very involved and I loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, my God.
Depends.
And my mother-in-law was more useful to me than my husband.
I think if they align with
my ex-husband.
You leave. As well.
Yeah.
But if they have different views of how things should be done, then Well, there can be a mother-in-law that's really involved that's helpful. Then there could be like a mother-in-law that's really involved and not helpful.
And I think that anything like, you know, like I had the dream mother-in-law.
I did
too. She was amazing. And yours too. Yeah.
And I have one.
Yeah. We're, you know, all super duper. But, you know, like you still have things where you're like, listen, please don't give them ice cream, you know, at 4:30 when I'm going to have dinner ready at 5:15 because they're not going to eat my broccoli.
That's an evil mother-in-law.
I never
I just had a thought that I'm curious
and I want your opinions. Like, we all feel really great about our mother-in-laws.
Yeah.
As the daughter-in-laws. But I wonder how our husbands felt about their mother-in-laws. So our mom.
My husband was not thrilled. But my mom lived with us when I was in nursing school.
Yeah, that's because your ex-husband, we have to quantify, was nice and, you know, in his own rights or whatever. But he did not step up to help you the way that your mom was amazing. She would go with you to classes and take the baby and be in the hall with the
baby. She made him feel inadequate, I think, by being
so helpful. Amazing.
So that can be really stressful and that can be strenuous.
Yeah.
So like in some regards, you know, maybe that's what this...
But you got through nursing and everything, and that was all your mom. Your mom was amazing.
If it wasn't for her, but I'm sure it was a strain on my ex-husband.
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely.
But
I kind of agree with everything your mother said about your ex-husband.
Yeah.
So
I do, too.
I don't think she was wrong.
I do, too. Yeah. If he was the man that he should have been, she wouldn't have to be there in his way.
Exactly. Exactly.
So there was a reason she needed to step in.
Right.
Whereas, like, with me, even though we were both going through school, Brad stepped up and I stepped up. Like, we were, like, true.
Together.
Yes.
Yeah. Stepped up together.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I can see. So, no wonder he's struggling. But I think that that's a different dynamic that women have with their mother-in-laws versus husbands have with their mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. And this wasn't... He was in an established relationship with his wife when they moved into her territory. So it wasn't like he hadn't been a supportive, good husband. I mean, he was even golden retrievering to be an even better husband. So it wasn't like, I don't get the vibe that this guy was being a non-partner.
But it's different when you are somebody that's moving back home with all of your old friends and your things.
And you've got
all these ties. And then you're like, I'm an outcast. I'm always the third wheel at the party. I don't have your inside jokes. Like, it's hard to be in that.
Yeah. And
so what does she say, Bianca?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. So let's find out some more. So we are like, we just go and we create backstories. let's be terrified.
Yes.
So he's suffering from, you know, lonely stress. He's suffering from severe mother-in-law proximity. And then what kind of monster would I be to ignore a man drowning in domestic despair? Mm-hmm. So I offered a friendly, supportive ear, medically approved, nothing more.
That makes sense.
Yep.
Okay. So, it can go dangerous, though.
This fast forward. But then this is also her thing, too, though, because, like, she's like, they're not in the same place. So she's able to, this is safer because he lives in a different town. I'm here. And I'm in connection.
She has romantic feelings for him.
Well, you know, she's always been professional with him. And she's just saying now he's reaching out. And it's a little bit of a different, you know, spin on that, it sounds like. So fast forward several months and our texts have slowly morphed from professional career talk to deep personal life revelations with a sprinkle of borderline flirtatious comments that make me go, sir, you are very close to charting symptoms of flirtation.
She's cute.
Yes. And trust me, I'm no naive resident. I know exactly what he's doing. Toe tipping. Testing the waters. Checking the temperature like he's about to enter a jacuzzi he knows he has no business getting into.
Yeah, okay. So she's telling it like it is. I like it.
Yeah, so she's getting the vibes from these texts.
Yeah, she like, sounds like a smart...
Yeah, sounds like it. Mm-hmm. So...
But then, so what is she doing about this, though? If she's, like, getting these vibes, what's happening?
Let's see what her question is. And I'll be honest, I don't hate the attention. But I definitely feel a smidge guilty, like I'm either inflating my ego with pure oxygen or hiding a questionable lab result from my husband.
Yeah, so, right. She's married. I forgot that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they both are. Yep. Mm-hmm. But they've always like been professional with each other. It's just texting though. Nothing has happened and nothing will happen. But I can clearly see the warning signs. Caution. Emotional affairs on ahead. Do not resuscitate. So part of me thinks I should set some boundaries or just stop texting altogether. The other part of me is like, relax, we're adults. It's harmless.
I think she's already identified that it's
harmless. What here you said, it can't, it's dangerous.
Nora
it's
would dangerous. Say,
Yeah?
Yeah.
Totally cheating.
Yeah.
I don't think it's cheating, but I think that I think that she knows that she's going there, and so she needs to keep it.
I know Norm would.
If you have a sense of that, it's not a good thing.
And exactly. It's like kind of an emotional thing she's doing. Yeah. So an emotional.
It may not be physical cheating, but it's emotional cheating.
And it starts a whole. It starts the ball rolling in so many directions.
Yes. If you're having any conversations that you would not feel comfortable with your husband reading the entire conversation. Then you know that it's not okay.
Yeah.
And you need to stop doing that. Now, it's okay if you are truly just friends. And Lisa and I always have different discussions about how how
can men and women be friends?
How platonic of a
relationship. We've had that conversation.
So, and so I think, you know, so in that regards, I'm like, if your husband can read everything and you don't change your behavior, you know, if you're consistent and you don't hide anything and you don't get that feeling inside yourself. Like if you, you know, then I think you're okay, but this doesn't sound like.
No, she's getting some.
She's
getting like an
ego stroke.
Yes. It's
more than what you do. Like we all feel good when we help each other because all of us have helped.
She's not. Yeah.
Well, so here's the thing though. She points out like, you know, like they're reaching out. I'm being empathetic. I'm just listening. You know, like I don't think that it started out that way at all.
No, but there's something reinforcing for her to keep kind of going back. And
however, sometimes that can be helpful in your relationship. If you feel good about yourself,
it
might give you a confidence for yourself in your current relationship.
That's sure. A good
like,
point.
Hey,
that's
you know,
point.
I'm desirable. And somebody else thinks I'm desirable and my husband must because he married me. And like, if you're having any kind of doubts about, oh gosh, you know, I gained a little bit of weight. I feel a little fat. Like you might be like, you know what? People want me and you feel more confident in yourself.
Maybe.
That's kind of tricky.
Yeah.
So I guess my question would be more along the lines of, you know, she's already indicated that borderline flirty to the point where I don't think
so
she would feel comfortable her husband reading that.
What's your question? Did we read that?
Yeah. Well, the next line was, if you were in my white coat, what would you do?
Okay.
So yeah, what would you do? Like, how would you?
I would fade out.
I would too, yeah.
Just the fade out, like the gentle ghosting?
I would fade out.
The white ghost?
I would stop returning any texts that would encourage any kind of flirtation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's true, too.
One-word sentences, probably. Mm-hmm.
And maybe, and then if
great.
You, yeah, a little, like, and a little bit more, like, that just pulls it straight back to
not responding immediately.
Work stuff, you know, like, more along the
always
lines.
Always redirect to professional.
Yeah.
Like, take it
a
back
little bit,
to your.
Yeah, take it back to that and stuff, to just be like, this is the situation and stuff. But I think that, I don't think that it's terrible. Like when I help you guys or when you help me, like I kind of get a high from Lisa's called me out on it sometimes. So she's like, sometimes Bella, I feel like when I'm not having a problem, you disappear in my life. And so I do like to, I mean, like, I don't know about you guys, but when I help anyone who's a friend, boy or girl, it makes me feel better about myself.
It's what we do as humans.
Yeah,
like
it makes me feel.
We want to be supportive of each other when someone's struggling.
Exactly. And so, but, so, like, I don't think there's anything wrong with helping a friend, regardless of gender. But what does feel wrong in this is that this is a, there's sexual tension involved here.
She's recognizing that there's flirtatiousness. Otherwise, there'd be no reason for the letter.
Yeah.
Right. Yes, exactly. And because of that, the fade out is the best move.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and she's an amazing writer. So she could, I know good copywriting when I see it. All it is ChatGPT, but that's okay. It's still good copywriting. I see that. As a marketer. But.
You are so good. I wanted to say use like ChatGPT.
But what I'm saying is she will know how to navigate this relationship is what the point is. She will be able to figure out how to slowly pull back. And I think that's what you should do, girl. I think.
Do you think she should use ChatGPT to help guide her
through
that?
Could you write a systematic program, step-by-step process for that analysis?
Oh my goodness, that's awesome. Well, that is great advice. So white coat syndrome, that's what we
would do. Trust your instincts. You've got some good instincts. Yep. I don't think you need to feel guilty or awful because I think that your intentions were always good and sweet. Mm-hmm. So I would not beat yourself up about this. I would not feel like you need to go and say 70,000 Hail Marys. I do think that your self-awareness, you need to act upon your self-awareness.
Yeah.
And do the fade
with
out.
With a slow fade.
A slow fade. Directly back to professionalism and only professionalism.
Yeah.
It might seem safe because he's far away. But
that initial professionalism that first drew them in tends to be what like redraws every time.
So like if he keeps asking you, hey.
Professional, and then it slowly trickles to that.
Don't let it do that though. She needs to monitor herself because she already can tell.
It could go that way.
Okay. And that doesn't mean that she's a terrible person. That means that we're all living, breathing humans. But you do need to recognize that this is where you and I agree.
Mm.
That when there's any hint of sneaky.
Well, that is how like cheating is defined, right?
Yes.
There's chemistry and secrecy.
Yes.
It has to have those two elements.
Okay, then this is cheating.
Well, it's the beginning of it. It's the bridge.
It's okay. She can navigate out of it.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
It's easy to steer your ship the other direction.
Yeah. That? She already knew that answer. She just needed somebody else to confirm.
Yeah.
I think so.
And also just to know you're not terrible, but good for you for recognizing it before it, you know, got someplace it shouldn't have gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is
and then also totally I would and the other thing that I would say is that if you notice that this is a pattern for you, you may need to do some self-searching. Only because like if I keep running into this point where I'm starting to borderline cross the line with a different person. I felt myself before I got a divorce, I found myself having to go, whoa, a bunch. And so, you know, like, and so I didn't cross that line, but I'm like, why is this coming up often? And I don't think it happening once here or there throughout a life is a big deal. But if you notice a pattern, then I think you need to start having a little bit more introspection.
Isn't the definition of insanity like you keep doing the same thing, but expecting a different result?
Yeah.
So maybe there is something to that.
It might be a situation where maybe you are putting out the vibe that you're open to some of those things and you're just not aware of it. So I would check yourself. If it happens occasionally, that's not a big deal. But if it's becoming a pattern, awesome of you for recognizing it. But there might be another pattern in play.
I love it. Well, there you have it.
Yeah.
Anything else you guys would like to add?
No. Fabulous advice.
Thank you.
And if you have the need for our amazing uncertified wisdom.
That's true. It is uncertified because as your friend, this is what we would do.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Yes.
We are the professionals.
But we are good friends.
Yes, we are.
And we, you know what? Thank God in my life that I have had good friends to steer my ship.
You guys have kept me.
And Valerie has definitely helped me see things clearly.
Yes.
And correctly. Many times in my life.
Valerie gave me a testosterone-filled advice this afternoon.
Her testosterone is a little bit.
It was an aggressive advice.
She's been quite T-Rex level aggressive.
I have been a T-Rex level aggressive friend sometimes. This is true. especially
I said maybe I needed it. So thank you. I needed a little aggressive advice.
Nobody needed it. Let's wrestle this. Oh no!
This is what you need to do. You need to do right now.
And you know what? You what? I'll do it for you. You just let me in the ring.
You guys are about to go at it? Like
no, I'm about to attack the universe though.
Oh, I would love to see
I
that.
Believe you. I have a doubt in my mind.
No, she wasn't going to attack me. She was going to attack everything else.
I was. Oh, I was like, she was do you need me to take that down?
Oh, yeah.
Do you need that? Do you need that taken down? I will destroy that building for you. Is that building in your way?
See, this is why we love you. So, yeah. Well, thank you guys for listening and write in. Go to www.myperfectromance.com. No spaces, all the dots, all lowercase. You know the drill. Yeah. Because we'd love to hear your questions.
Yeah. XOXO.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.